This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Biden has asked Americans to mask up for 100 days. He has also signed an order requiring face coverings on federal property. But the kind of and the quality of masks that are widely available varies pretty widely. And now, with worries about more transmissible variants, experts are telling people to wear better masks, especially the workers who face the highest risks. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino is on that one.
My Chica Ronquillo has a whole laundry basket of cloth masks of every stripe and fabric.
I lose them like all the time. So it's like you get that one mask and you're just like, oh, this is so cool. And then, you know, you lose it.
She's got masks emblazoned with the words Black Lives Matter and United We Stand.
Just anything positive.
Ronquillo works part-time at a fast food restaurant in Los Angeles, one of the worst hotspots in the country. Sometimes she gets disposable paper masks at work, but supplies often run low, so she wears her own cloth one. It's a big difference from her other job as a home health care aide for two older patients.
They have everything right at the front door. As soon as I walk in, I change from my cloth mask. They have KN95 masks.
Those filter at least 95% of small airborne particles, one of the primary drivers of COVID-19 transmission. Ronquillo says several co-workers at the restaurant have gotten sick, and she worries about bringing the virus home where she lives with five family members, including her mom.
I'm very concerned because sometimes there's 10 to 15 people in the space at work. You know, you're literally side by side.
As the virus has become more pervasive and potentially more transmissible, the risk multiplies, says Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease doctor at UC San Francisco. That increased risk means workers need increased protection.
It's not that cloth masks don't work, actually. They do block a lot of the virus, but they don't block all of it. So if you're in these indoor spaces, I would wear a, quote, stronger mask.
Disposable N95 respirators are still best reserved for healthcare workers, she says. But there are better alternatives than cloth. And Gandhi worries that message has gotten a little lost.
The tale of masks is a very woeful one in the United States.
In the earliest days of the pandemic, we had officials like the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, saying not to wear them.
Masks do not work for the general public in preventing them from getting corona.
Then supplies were short, so it was all about DIY.
Or you can make a face covering out of an old t-shirt. Fold it to the middle.
And the message that N95s are only for healthcare workers and everyone else can just use whatever has kind of stuck, says Gandhi.
It was a blunt way of thinking, and it wasn't nuanced, and it wasn't correct.
Any mask is better than no mask, but there's kind of like a hierarchy of different solutions.
Devabhaktani Srikrishna works in patient education. He and two Harvard Medical School partners have analyzed all the available options. The best, he says, is a reusable elastomeric N95, that kind that makes you look like Darth Vader.
They're not exactly the most stylish things.
But they're widely available, unlike disposable N95s. They fit better, are more comfortable, and provide the same level of protection. But not everyone is going to want to wear something so bulky. So as virus cases have mounted in Los Angeles, fast food worker Maishika Ronquillo has improvised her own solution, doubling up.
Most of the time I'll have on a cloth mask that like comes down my neck, and then I'll put another mask over that.
Monica Gandhi at UC San Francisco says the best combination is a standard surgical mask layered with a washable cloth mask that provides almost equal protection to an N95 without looking like you've gone to the dark side. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.